This podcast episode is powered by AfriPods, the world's number one podcasting platform for African stories.
Welcome to Rooted and Robust Podcast. Hello, everyone. This is Rooted and Robust Podcast, and I am here again this week with another amazing episode for you. And guess what? It's the first day of June, and I am super excited. So happy new month, amazing people. How are you guys doing? June will be amazing, and I'm so sure of that. But today, I have a guest on the show. You know how I do it on the show. I always bring someone that will either inspire you, inform you, or educate you. So today, I have a guest on the show. He's an actor, producer, and host. And we are going to be talking about how to stay motivated. Not just motivated, but how to stay self-motivated. So if you are at that point in your life where you think it's not working, like you've tried everything, it's really not working, and you are at the verge of giving up, you just want to throw in the towel, you're tired, this is the episode for you. So today we're going to look at how do we stay self-motivated? How do we keep motivating ourselves? How do we keep going when every other thing is failing? All right, so that is what we'll be looking at today. And I have Donald Ndubuisi with me on the show. And we are going to do justice to this topic together. So welcome on the show, Donald. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you. Good to be here.
Yeah, good to have you. All right, today we want to look at how to stay self-motivated. But first of all, just tell us who you are, what you do.
Okay, my name is Donald Udoka Ndubuisi Onwemene. I'm from Delta State. I'm an actor and a producer, TV and radio host, and I've been doing this for over a decade now. So,
oh, wow.
Yep, that's who I am.
Wow. 10 years and more.
And I'm a child of God.
Yes, yes, you are. Excited. Yeah. Wow. 10 years. Yeah. Do you ever feel like it was yesterday that you started this thing? It's been a decade and more. Do you ever think like, I know when I started this thing now. Do you ever feel like that?
I remember vividly how it started and how it all started, you know. But, you know, some people are in different fields that they are not meant to be, you know. Mm-hmm. So, for me, every day is like a new day. Yeah? So, yeah. It looks like the yesterday's achievement and all that, you know, you have to start off as fresh every day. So, I don't look at the years behind. I only see the journey so far and how God has brought me this far. Mm. So it's always like I'm just starting out. So I still have that same hunger. I know the first time I started out, you know, as an actor, the first time I started out as a TV director or radio host, the first time I did everything, still the same energy.
Wow. Okay.
That same energy is new every day. So I really don't look at how far I've come, or in terms of, you know, trying to compare myself to, you know, the success of other people. You know?
Yeah.
So it's always new every morning.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Will you say it's that because you're doing something you love, or are there other things that contribute to that for you?
First of all, you defining what you want in life, because a lot of people, they are in fields they are not meant to be. Not everybody is supposed to be in this field. Mm-hmm. Stress, no matter the obstacle, no matter the challenges, you find out that you keep going every day back to it. So yes, I will say you need to love, you have to. It's a must that you love what you do. Mm. It's a must that you love what you do. Because when you go through diverse tests in the course of the journey, how do you reassess? How do you re-strategize? If you're not meant to do it, keep doing it wrongly over and over again. So yes, you must love what you do for you to keep going at it.
Wow. Let's quickly do a little backstory to how you started. What was it like for you getting into the industry? Have you always wanted to be an actor, or you stumbled into acting and you fell in love with it? What was your story?
Growing up, I was very funny. Like in my family, I'm like the favorite kid, you know? But I was always making everybody laugh. My grandfather, my grandmom. So I made him laugh so much. That's my grandfather. I made him laugh so much one afternoon. And he laughed so hard and he said, this boy is going to be an actor. I didn't know what an actor was. And I just knew I was, you know, making them laugh, you know. So years later, after he died, you know, like years later when I decided on, because I started as a student, you know, and from TV, radio, then all that stuff before Nollywood. Nollywood was something I fought not to come into. Mm. It was always dragging me, it was calling me and everything. You know? So I fought it not to like become an actor. Mm. I got to a point, I just, I kind of surrendered with tears, you know. Like, this is what you, and guess what? The first day I went for anything Nollywood, you know, was a nice event, audition or whatever. That was the first day I found peace for real. Because I've been looking, when I was on TV, I never found peace. But I was just doing it because it was entertainment. Mm. Immediately I started acting. So that's the kind of peace I know. I can't buy the kind of peace I feel. Because people think it's only pastors that are called. People think it's only, you know bishops at all. I know a lot of people who do what they do today because if you see them do it, you know these people are called to do it today. Mm. You know, so...
Wow, so it's amazing how you just found it and you settled, and that is it for you. Okay, so will you advise someone not really sure where they should be at to just keep trying different things until they kind of get into that place where they feel like, okay, this is it? Would that be your advice?
That's not entirely the advice I would give, because okay. Within everybody, there's a talent. Not one, not two. There's a lot of talent within everybody. So that thing that you know you can do easily, that comes, you know, to you, even as a kid or as a young boy, as a youth. It could be guitar, it could be anything. You must have at least one or two, three, four in you that you know. You tell yourself the truth. So any of them, you can pick any of them. And then besides, for example, entertainment is like a house. There's a window, there's a door, there's a back door, there's a front door. So whichever way, whatever you do, either you're coming through entertainment from the makeup aspect or the fashion aspect or the comedy aspect or the, you know, movie aspect, you know. So you will know one that you have inside you. And nobody says you can only explore one. You can explore a couple of them that you have. Mm. Like I sing very well. I act. Mm-hmm. I present. You know, so you must choose one. Like maybe there's another brother who is a pastor in Abuja. For a long while, he didn't talk to me, like, because he felt I was stubborn. I wasn't pursuing music. And nobody told him how expensive, you know, it is to pursue music in Nigeria or in Africa right now. You understand? So he was just like, go and sing. Like, I know I can sing. But why don't you wait until I'm settled so I can pursue the music with my money and my own time? Mm-hmm. You understand? So there's a lot of gifts in every one of us. Pay attention to the one that comes to you. As long as you can make two or three people laugh, effortlessly, you can do big things, trust me.
And that is very, 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 very key, because it's important that you are doing something that you are naturally gifted at. It makes it easier to just do it.
Yes.
It becomes easier.
So when you go through those diverse times, you know you're going through them for the right reasons. Not you going through things that you're not meant to go into, and you're in the wrong field or the wrong industry, you know. So what I'm trying to make here is, as youths, we should learn to spend time alone, because that's the only time we get to develop that little thing that we have in us. But if you're hanging out, there's no time for you to meditate, no time for you to study, no time for you to read. And because the reading culture these days, the fact that it has dwindled to this point that youths don't read anymore, that time you spend reading, you find yourself out more. That's when you get the revelations that you need. Time you spend alone, not with a group of friends. You can discuss ideas with a group of friends.
Yeah.
You can discuss any other thing with a group of friends. But finding yourself and finding what to do depends on you entirely.
Mm.
You spend that time alone, you read, you do research. From there, you can define, not you can, you will define or ascertain who you want to be or what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, spending time alone help. I'm not saying become a low ranger. I'm not going to spend time alone, quality time with yourself. After prayers in the morning, spend time. If you have, you don't have a job, during the day like this, spend time. Read stuff that, you know, put your mind towards where you want to go to. So
introspections are needed, especially when you're still finding your path. And even when you're on the journey, you need to always, and that is one of the things we're going to look at today. Because, 10 years and more is a very long time. And I want you also to tell us, how has it been this many years? Well, how have you been able to go through the ups and downs in the film industry and in the entertainment industry as a whole? What was the journey for you? How has it been for you this many years?
Well, the journey has been, I would use the word smooth, for me, I would use the word smooth. It has not been easy. It has not been. Anybody that told you has been easy, we're telling you a lot of lies. It has not been easy. Too many ups and downs. Like, some days you wake up, I'm not doing this again. And you turn around and all of a sudden you see, a light of hope, like, to keep you going, to keep you motivated and keep you, you stay focused. And so those little times, I think they are needed. You giving up is very easy to give up on. But giving up now, at the end of the day, you focused on this thing all your life. And I'll tell you a little story. Sometime in 2019, I wanted to quit, like, completely, which wasn't the first time I was, contemplating quitting, because you will contemplate quitting, trust me. So, 2019, I remember I just got back from the gym. So that day, I just made up my mind that I'm done with this. Let me look for something better. But this is something that you're giving all your life to. So you're looking for something better. At what time? At what age? Nobody says you can't diversify. You can always diversify. But now, this is you. This is your calling. This is what you're meant to do. And now you want to give up. So that day, after talking, I'm done. So I went, I slept. The afternoon, I slept. I woke up. With me waking up was a call from Los Angeles. You know? Like, I was really, really done with acting and anything, you understand? So I woke up. It was a call from Los Angeles. Like, first word was congratulations. I was like, thank you. He said, this is Donald in the business. I said, yeah, this is Donald. He said, congratulations. He just won Best Supporting Actor 2019.
Wow.
I like, from where? He said, Hollywood Reporter, Los Angeles, California. You know, so I jumped up from the bed. My hand almost touched the ceiling fan. Wow. So that was all I needed then. To keep going. Because back here, a lot of actors, I see what a lot of actors, they do, try to get the awards and, what they do to get them awards. And but I've never really been particular about, the awards. But I knew they would come. Now, me losing hope at that point was only natural. But God said, you can't lose hope. Take this. Let's see how it goes with you. So that kind of, motivated me more. Kind of gave me more hope for every entertainer. For every entertainer without, how would I put it? The one who started out, most people had backbones. Most people had people that can run back, people that can sponsor them. I didn't have anything. I didn't have nobody. Matter of fact, they said I was too skinny. They said I was too skinny. No, without even trying me out, he's too skinny. I don't think he can act. Some said it's ugly. Some said it's this. I would just be looking at them. So, hope is the only thing that you have in this game. Hope.
Yeah.
You will lose hope. Like, but if you hold on to it, like, if you look as if you're losing it, hold on to it. There's something behind. Just be conscious. There's something around the corner for you. Because me, giving up was very, just simple. I not do again. You just move on and control other things. But at the end of the day, you will never find
satisfaction.
There's this satisfaction. You can't even explain that satisfaction that you get from doing what you love or what you're meant to be doing. You understand me?
Yeah, I do.
So at the end, there's always a little, just like biscuits that you give to kids. God does that a lot with us. You want to lose hope. This one, I don't want you to lose hope. There's something I have for you here that you need to do here. Take this. So that brings your hope alive. That brings your confidence back. That brings everything that you need back. It might not be, like, financially to motivate you, but you will know that, yes, I am on the right track. You will always know.
I like how you said, you will, most times you will give up. In fact, you will call it quit at several times. But then you need to just keep going.
Yes, I've done that several times.
So some people say affirmation helps them. You know, they keep affirming when it looks like it's over for them. They still find that little strength in them to just keep affirming and keep saying those positive words. Do you do that, or are there other things that you also do that help you?
Like I said, when I introduced myself, I said I'm a child of God.
Yeah.
It's one of the benefits that we get as children of God. Mm-hmm. Do you understand?
Yeah.
The point is, the whole world belongs to God. God created everything. And also, as a child of God, what is the word of God concerning your life and the things that you do? Mm-hmm. What did you need the hand of God, you know, in your life? You speak the word. So yes, affirmation helps a lot. It helps build your morale. Like, I am one actor that before I take any scene, I must pray. Mm-hmm. So because the affirmation brought me to that point, me speaking what I want, me speaking, I know I've always said, Father, thank you for international awards. Thank you for recognition. Thank you. You know, so those words, when they come, when they start coming, you will know.
Yeah.
Affirmation is, see, there is, if you don't affirm what, or you don't speak it, what you want to see, or where you intend to, you can't see it. Uh-huh. Nobody just comes out of nowhere and say, man, I didn't even speak much, and I'm here now. No, you will speak, and you, because those words, the more you're repeating them, the more you're muttering them, the more it fuels your confidence, the more it fuels your self-esteem. So the more, when you go on stage, it's easy because you've already spoken about these things. And you see whoever you're acting with, naturally, to some people, it becomes an openness. But because of your affirmation and, you know, you speaking and confidence comes from speaking. Mm-hmm. You speak more and you become more confident. You speak the right words. I'm a star, I'm shining, I'm the best in this industry. You know, those affirmations, those words that you speak, it helps. So as children of God, we already have this advantage.
Yeah.
Coming from where we're coming from, that, okay, yeah, you must speak these words. You must speak these words for them to become a reality in your life, in your career, in your finances, you know. So yes, it does help. Hmm.
Awesome. Okay. I know you love acting. You love the industry where you are at currently. If you were not acting at this point, I think you'd probably be singing. But if you were not acting or singing, what else will you be possibly doing at the time?
I'd probably be in the bank.
Oh, wow. I never said that.
That would have been very boring. It would have been very boring, right?
Sincerely. Oh my God, I did not see that banking.
Oh, you didn't see that coming?
No.
I know, right?
Oh my God. Banking. Oh wow. Okay.
That's the truth. Mm. It's not entertainment. Banking.
Wow. Why is that? Have you ever like fancied the bank industry, sitting at one place? You don't look like someone that can sit in one place all day just counting money.
Not all day, but I did I worked in a TV radio station before.
Okay.
I hated that office, you know, politics and everything, and I had options then: STB, that Standard Trust Bank, which is now UBA, or DBS Asaba. So I chose DBS Asaba.
Wow.
Because it will help me stay alive. I don't like to be boxing. I don't like to be a fly environment.
Wow.
I chose the one that will take me out more, which is entertainment, TV, radio. And I was young then, so it was something I needed.
Yeah, you need where you can express your energy.
Where I could handle the mic. And, you know.
Wow.
Because when I was in secondary school, I found that I was going to, you know, higher institutions to do MC. They didn't know I was in secondary school.
Wow.
You know? And I was going for their Precious Night. I was like beat up only that was in the north. University of Abuja, ABU Zaria, all those places. I was going there to MC parties. And I'm not written jam.
Wow.
Do you understand that?
You always,
I always knew I was going to be here. Yeah, I started out early. So, and my mom who is my number one fan, I told her, I said, if I were you back then, I wouldn't have allowed me to go out. She said, what? I believe in you, so I put that you there.
Mm-hmm.
My mom, she would give me money to go for those parties. This one, they were even paying us. We were just telling them, let's come and MC, don't worry. They are my friend, Innocent Okoina, man, back then. Don't pay us, just give us more transport. We will come and do it and we'll go. That's how we started out. I found myself back TV over and over again. So that's why I knew I was meant to be here.
It has always been this path, really. It has really been this path. If you were to speak to your younger self, maybe your 20s, early 30s, what would be that thing to say to your younger self?
Don't take anything personal. Don't take anything personal. Don't, because the industry is a very, very, the industry is bigger than you think.
Uh-huh.
So if you take things personal, you're not going to grow.
Hmm.
So taking things personal kind of limits your growth by time. So I made those mistakes, and I wouldn't want my younger self to make those mistakes. Don't take things personal. Giving your best at all times. Okay, yeah, the first one is don't take anything personal. The second one, know who you call your friend.
Uh-huh.
It is very, very important. Know who you call your friend in the industry. So being a one-man squad, sometimes it helps. So know who you call your friends. Don't take anything personal. And pray always.
Yeah.
Pray always, because the industry is more spiritual than physical. You won't know till you finish your rehearsal with that prayer and you go for that audition and somebody meets you. This thing works. They come with their own vibe and their own spirit and they just shut you down.
Mm-hmm.
So you must pray. Whatever you believe in, you must pray.
Wow.
With these three words is what I'll tell my younger self. Because a lot of people have started out in this industry. That's, you know, they are still in the industry, but most of them have deviated from their original course. It was friends that led them to it. So that's why I said, know who you call your friend.
Yeah.
Know who you call your friend. Above all, prayers. But you can't overemphasize the power of prayer.
Prayers.
A struggling artist or a struggling actor. Prayer. Because you don't know what the other person is doing. So that's why prayer is key. You don't know what the other person they're going to meet tomorrow morning at that same place in the club. You don't know what they are, what they are into, or what they believe in, or what the things they practice. So it is only God that you have. It's only prayers that you have. So pray and speak those words. From prayer, you find the words that you can keep repeating.
Yeah.
You can keep affirming. Over time, you see things. God's process is never man's process. So if you look at Ebuka and say, Ebuka, we started out this industry. I have a lot of friends who are big names. But there's a past that I have. And if I allow their success to affect me, then I will never grow. I'll never be what I want to be.
Yeah.
But I have this mindset as a child of God that I am not one of the actors that are here to blow, in quotes. You know that word? I think it works well for the musicians.
Yeah.
Some people have come for longevity. Some people are here to stay long. Mm-hmm. Some people... So when you look at your path, your journey, like I told some youths in Delta State the other time I went, said, enjoy your process.
Mm-hmm.
You must learn to enjoy your process. Every human being has a process. You must enjoy your process. So I understood my process. So that's why I don't envy another person. I don't envy any of my friends or colleagues that are doing very well or better than I am. A lot of them are doing way better than I am right now. But the goal is to, you know, to get there, not to look at any other person or rush. But take rush out of the table and focus. Follow your process. Enjoy it. That's your only testimony.
Mm-hmm.
It's what we know, but just enjoy your process. That means you can always start up another process anywhere in another field. So if you enjoy the process, that's after finding out where you're meant to be, get there. It's never gonna be easy. Enjoy your process. Because that's the only way you can motivate people to come in after you.
Mm-hmm.
And try, when you enjoy your process and you're growing in it, you don't want people coming after you making the same mistakes that you made.
Made. True.
But if you don't enjoy your process, you can't remember the details. You can't remember the details.
That's so true. That is so true. That is very, very, very instructive. Enjoy your process. If you don't, you will not be able to pay attention to the details. And it's in those details that you can tell, this is what I shouldn't do again, this is what I should keep doing. But if you are not attentive to those details, you may probably keep repeating the same
mistake. Those details, you find how you overcame.
Yeah.
A couple of times, before I did my first film, before I acted in the first film ever, I went to audition for 8 months. Nobody was giving me any chance.
Wow.
8 good months, I was spending money in Lagos here, going for one audition to another. Nobody gave me any chance. Because, it's too skinny, Joe. It's too blah, 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 blah. Do you understand? So, after the 8 months, and after that, one of the producers that I've been going for his audition was having a shoot, and he was having issues with a location. Do you understand? I don't want to mention the name here. And I offered my house. I said, I have a house, and I have a very fine house. You can come and check it out. So when he came, of course, producers, you know how they are. We need an extra apartment. But the long story short, I ended up giving them like 2-3 apartments. This man refused to give me a role.
Even after the apartment.
No, it's that day. Even after the... No, I gave him my full street. Even after giving him the full street, he didn't give me a role. So the third day, the person that was supposed to play that particular character with Mona Lisa Chinda, Funke Akindele, Ogo Koye, and Ute Jumbo. The person didn't show up for 3 days. I think the person had issues with him and everything. And I went to him and I said, I can do it too. And I said, go. You're like, it's a waste. It's a waste. Let him just do it. So when I finished the first thing, Mona Lisa Chinda asked, did you study theater art? I said, no, man. Funke asked, you know, study theater art? How you gonna go out like this? It was funny. And
yeah.
I came out, when we came outside, and I told him that that boy is a good actor.
Hmm.
I said, man. So they played it back for him. So I had other scenes to finish, you know, in the film. When I was done, the next time he called me and two other guys that were friends from back then and gave us a script. That's how I started getting roles. And you know, sometimes you have to go. They will use you to audition other people. They know they were able to use you.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't have any guidance, so to speak. I didn't have any guidance when I started. I didn't have anybody talking to me, telling me what not to do, where not to go to. I didn't have anybody. So everything was just in my head or how, you understand? So
yeah. I
started going for jobs, getting jobs, little by little. You know, before inspiration, I started coming, it's open, I started seeing you. Like, oh, fine, I started making, you know, big friends, you know, friends that have been there for me. And I started, you know, coordinating the help. But everybody coming into the industry without a mentor or without an inspiration, like, you need to stay strong. You need to pray more. That's how powerful you become. Because as at then, you don't know, you become, you're your only inspiration.
Yeah.
So that's why I tell you, pray more. Because from prayer, you get some understanding, some revelations on how to go about your next day. So that was all we had going for us. There was nobody that was looking out for us like, man, don't have it, come. Nobody. So before you know, we started doing with TV stations, we started doing with Mnet, we started doing Ebony Life, you know, so that's how it is. So, but it is a process, and if you're not ready to wait for that process, I think you should go and do money ritual and enjoy your life. People have it. Yeah, because a lot of, you find out, okay, now look at the system, now people are desperate, even in the industry, people are desperate doing all sorts of things.
Yeah.
But if you know you don't want to do all those, stay focused. Stay focused and stay true to what you're meant to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
Stay true to what you're meant to be doing and not what you think or what your friends think are supposed to be doing.
I like how you emphasized on the need for the spirituality, because it doesn't matter the industry where anyone is at. That is very key, whether the person is in movie industry, entertainment, in the corporate world, wherever you are. I mean, we live in a spiritually controlled world. So that is very, very instructive. That is very key. So thank you so much for pointing that out and making that emphasis on the spiritual aspect of our growth. As young people. So I want to ask you, how have you been able to grow? What are the things that have helped you grow? Earlier on, you talked about introspection, you know, being separated from the crowd, reading and all of that. But how have you personally grown? And what are the things that have helped you to personally grow in your industry?
Over time, I became more conscious about my circle. Yeah?
Yeah.
there are a lot of people out there who are struggling, going through what you're going through, yeah, the same way. But you look up to them, you see them, and you just see hope. Like, okay, there's this friend of mine that I saw the first time, I think it was the first trip ever, and I told him, the guys I was messing, that guy standing there wearing blue, we're going to be friends for a very long time. We never said hi. So that time I was saying that thing. And guess what? Today we're still friends. It's over a decade. Do you understand? So it's looking out for those people that when you see, they want you, you want to do better. Yeah, there are a whole lot of them there. You have to be careful selecting, that's in knowing these people. Most of them, they come to you. Most of them, you have to meet them. You know, so your connect. So yeah, go out and connect. But how you connect matters. Look out for those that when you see, you want to do better. Look out for those who inspire you to do better. They might not even tell you anything. They might not tell you anything, but you just see them doing what they're doing. You can copy what they're doing and, you know, put it back into your life and it will work just fine. Just the way it's, you know, working out for them. So for me, how I've been here so far, just keep doing what I do, carving a niche for myself. Because it came to a point where everybody was, if you're not fair, no, they can't give you roles. No. You can't be on TV if you're not fair. If you're not light skinned. So now, those of us back then that they were treating like that, we started doing what they give us. And we started doing it very well. And guess what? It helped us till date, because you can't do it better than we do it now.
Yeah.
I don't know if you understand. The kind of roles they gave us back then, because they didn't like our faces, we did it so good that today, you need to put in extra work to do it like us. So, staying this long, staying relevant, whatever role, whatever opportunity, give 120. It helps you. Nobody might clap for you then, but it helps you. Give 120. Because on that stage, it is no longer 100. 100 becomes regular. For you, you definitely have something to prove. You have something to prove to yourself, you know, to everything that you believe in. Give 120. That is the only guarantee for your next level, for your next paycheck, for your next meal. So that's what I've always done.
Wow.
So I walk into any set as myself. I walk into any set as Donald and Dubisi. Because you see, in Donald and Dubisi on that set, you know there are some things that Donald Dubisi is there to do, and he will give us 120.
Yeah.
So give more than your pay. Money motivates.
Yeah.
Money motivates a lot of people, you know. Everybody, every human being, money motivates, but work without that money in mind. That's why I say work more than your pay. It shows. It might not show in that particular production, but over time you see that this attitude, these attributes that you have professionally, you know, and your relationship, it helps you grow. It helps you grow. Because at the end of the day, apart from you owning the big studios, owning the big companies that run the entertainment or the whichever industry you find yourself in, attitude matters too.
Yeah.
So you giving 120, attitude inclusive, everything inclusive. Not that, oh, he's a good actor, but his attitude. No. So attitude, your personality, everything, give 120. It secures your next project, it secures your next job. Agency don't work very well here. Very few of them, like the CMOs, who are top talent managers. Nobody managed us. Can you even afford a talent manager? No, you can't. So your attitude comes to play.
Wow.
So, but you must, because the industry, at the end of the day, it's based on referral. For you to get the job, for you to get the thing, it's on referral. People will have to talk about you. If they don't have anything to talk about, what are they supposed to talk about? So attitude comes to play majorly. That's after your prayers. Attitude comes to play. That's the only way you can stay winning, you can stay, you know, eating, you can stay walking. Say, oh, I'm a working actor. Who is a working actor? An actor that always works.
Yeah.
So attitude helps. Relationship. Relationship. That's what's gonna put food on your table. Relationship. You know, if people think it's just a relationship, oh, I know this person. No, relationship. Because when you're relating with one person, now there are 10 people here, but you're relating to one person, people are watching you.
They want to know how you are relating with that person. So it boils down to the value of the quality.
How you make it? Good. Thank you. You know, how you relate to people, it matters a lot.
Yeah.
Every other person is watching you, including the world, everything there watching you. How do you feel when you leave people and they'll be like, oh, I mean, I've been to sets where even if I come to play, you know, a very small role and I'll finish, you see the producer and say, no, don't stay back now. If you leave, everywhere will be boring now. I got like extra. Now. You understand?
Mm.
No, but if I was that hard to work with, no, there's no way any producer in Nollywood would tell you to stay back and, you know, just keep the fire going for us, you know. I mean, we're sorry we didn't give you the right role, but yeah, no. The relationship matters. Nobody said be what you don't want to be or relationship what you don't want to put. Must keep a healthy relationship with everybody that you come across. And not everybody is your friend, though. Mm-hmm. Relationship does not mean friendship. So please, there are two different things. I have a relationship with this person, but we're not friends. We can say hi, we can meet at events, we can do, you know, but we're not friends, but we have a relationship. Probably he respects it, probably she respects it, and I respect it too, you know. So, but when it comes for me to come on board in anything that they are doing, I will come on board because of that relationship, not the friendship. Mm-hmm. So friendship is personal.
Mm-hmm.
Friendship is personal. But relationship with people in any sector, in any field, a healthy relationship can never be overemphasized. It keeps you going, it keeps the check coming in too. For the young ones, you have all the time in the world right now. And that time is now. So build your network. Build your network properly for you to stay relevant in this industry. Build your network. Everything that we've talked about, you know, they're in your network. But it starts with you. Wake up every morning, do the regular things that you're supposed to do and go for that thing that you want. Build your network properly and truthfully. It will help you in the next couple of months. It will help you in the next couple of years. It will help you, might help you forever. Build the right network. Build the right network. I cannot overemphasize that. Build the right network. Stay true to your game. Stay true to your game. That's the word.
True.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you for being on the show and for sharing with us today.
Thank you for having me. Thank
all
you.
Right.
God bless you.
Yeah, you too. Have a
it's
good day.
Good to have a chat.
Yeah, indeed.
All right, then.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, guys, how to stay self-motivated. Donat shared so much with us. I love how much he emphasized on the need to be prayerful. As young people, you need to understand that the spiritual controls the physical. So you're going into an industry, you're going into a place, you need to understand that you are a spiritual being. And if you are a Christian like I am, then you must understand the place of prayers in what you do. Sometimes when you feel discouraged and when you feel giving up, sometimes it's a spiritual battle you have to win. Sometimes it doesn't just end at self-motivation or, you know, affirmations and all of that. It goes beyond that. And I like how much he emphasized on that. He also mentioned building healthy relationships. A few weeks ago, we talked about building social capitals. It boils down to relationships. It boils down to healthy relationships. So don't just meet people. There is something he mentioned that I love so much. He said, when you are relating with one person, others are watching you. So people want to know, how are you relating with this person? They want to know before they can even get close to you. So it's very important. But of course, you need to always believe in yourself, keep the fire burning within you, because trust me, a lot of things are ready to knock you down. So, but if you keep the fire burning inside of you, when those things come to knock you down, you will have enough resistance inside of you to stop whatever is trying to discourage you or to pull you down, right? So this has been Rooted and Robust Podcast, and I am your host, Ozioma Anioji, and this is wishing you a beautiful month. Once again, happy new month. Welcome to the month of June, and I hope you have a beautiful month. All right, guys, so this is where we call it a day. if you have not joined my community on Facebook, there is a link to the description of this episode. So join the community and I will see you inside. Have a beautiful day, guys. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye.
Inaendeshwa na AfriPods.